Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio. My name is Paul Segretto, CEO of Franchise Foundry, a proud sponsor of Social Geek Radio. Now, if you're really ready to geek it out, I'd like to introduce you to Social Geek Radio's hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Monson.
Well, thank you, Paul Segretto, for the great introduction. This is Deb Evans coming to you live once again from Stagecoach, Texas.
And this is Jack Monson from Engage One-to-One coming to you live from just outside of beautiful St. Louis, Missouri. How are you, Deb?
I'm doing great. Now, I am going to show how badly I'm not a sports person, but isn't there a baseball game going on tonight? And
is
St. Louis part of it, or am I wrong? Or is that a different team?
You're really close. You're very close. You've got the right state, wrong city.
Okay.
It's the Kansas City Royals of Kansas City, Missouri, are in the World Series playing the San Francisco Giants. Yeah, like every other World Series for the past 120 plus years, the Cubs aren't in it, so I really don't care at this point. But yeah, you're very close, and so I'm in St. Louis, so I guess I'll be rooting for the Royals tonight. So
okay, well, go team. whatever I just wrote, yeah.
Sports fan Deb Evans, everybody.
There you go. Obviously not my thing. So, but franchising is, and so
yes. What
has been going on in the world of franchising in the last week since I met up with you last week?
You know, I got to tell you, I think some of the most interesting stuff I've seen is more and more people talking about the Franchise Action Network. If you're in franchising and you're not familiar with that, you might want to check it out. It's part of the IFA, and they have their own website now, franchiseactionnetwork.com. And of course, you can check them out on Facebook and Twitter as well. But, you know, it's just another place for people to learn a little bit more and find out what's happening with franchising and business in general with their lovely government representatives. So I encourage everybody to check out franchiseactionnetwork.com and like them on Facebook, follow them on Twitter, and arm yourself with some more information on franchising.
Cool.
We also have some more events coming up. I know the Emerging Franchise Conference is happening in your neck of the woods, Deb. That's
yes.
In November, right?
Yep, in Dallas, the 17th and the 18th.
Excellent.
Coming up soon. And so I have a little social pet peeve or digital marketing pet peeve. I'm just going to air it tonight. I know I tweeted out a little bit, but we've got these events coming up. Let's hear it. Got to get on my bandwagon. So we've got these events coming up, and we know that the folks that are attending they're online, they're social, but we need to get some hashtags established so that when I can't attend the West Coast Franchise Expo and I search Twitter for the WFCE 2014, I want to be able to find it, the tweets. Well, I can't find the tweets unless somebody uses the hashtag. So that's my bandwagon, is that people, if you're tweeting or if you're putting it on Facebook and you're putting it on Google+, use some hashtags so it's easier for us folks who couldn't attend be able to see what we're missing, because it's a lot of good stuff out there.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you know, I think one of the problems with hashtags being a little too tied to a single event or tied to a specific date range, you know, people will tweet something with like hashtag, you know, IFA 2013 or whatever.
Right. Yes.
Maybe we should look at using some evergreen hashtags.
Sure.
Like I love the one Fight for Franchising that we were using during the Public Affairs Conference this year.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we should encourage people to use the same hashtag, whether it's at the Emerging Franchise Conference or, you know, West Coast Expo or convention coming up in February.
Franchising seems to be a good one.
Yeah, yeah, and that way it isn't, you know, oh, okay, well, that hashtag and that event is done. Now, all of these events really, really have a common theme, and there's really a thread that kind of, you know, goes through all of these events. So maybe we should promote the idea of a singular hashtag. I'm not sure what that hashtag is, but maybe we'll let our friends at the IFA come up with that.
I agree. Okay, so I'm done with the rant, and our clock is just going to tick right by. So why don't we go ahead and bring our guest in out of the green room, and let's get started with the show tonight.
Excellent. Tonight's guest is Keith Gerson of FranConnect. Hi, Keith. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jack and Deb. How are you?
We're very
wonderful.
Good.
Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Would love to start off with you just telling the folks a little bit about the work you do and sort of an overview of your career in franchising and FranConnect as well.
Thanks for the opportunity. Yes, so 4 decades. That sounds, 4 is a much smaller number than saying 40 years, which makes me seem so old and irrelevant somehow. But, yes, it's been 40 years in which I started my franchise career, and all 40 of those years were in the realm of being a franchisor, from development and operations through the most senior ranks. The first 20 years with QSR segments, and the last 20 years of franchising were with service brands and multiple brand concepts. It was just in the last 2.5 years that I made that leap to the dark side, as so many in franchising call it, and became a supplier in where I am the president of global operations and chief client officer for FranConnect and ZCubator, very well known as the leaders in franchise technology.
Excellent. You've been in franchising through, by my count, that's about 6 presidents now. So, but it isn't really that long. Come on, Keith. So over those years, you've seen a lot of changes. What are you seeing happening in franchising right now, as far as trends with franchisors? And anything really stick out this year?
Well, there are, and I've got to apologize for always being that ever-ready person that has the contrarian point of view. Even though there's so many things that are changing, it seems like the more the things change, the more they remain the same. And lest I be cryptic on that point, you know, I was at the great Franchise Update Leadership and Development Conference just recently, and was sitting in a room full of people that are still just astounded by the percentage and reoccurring problems that we see in getting to franchise prospects on a timely basis, and, you know, even returning telephone calls and whatnot. And so as much as I am always about, being on the leading edge, I still have to say that, there's still the need to take care of what's inside of the box before you start looking outside of the box. Mm-hmm. So I'll start with
like
that.
That
first. Yeah. You'll find, for those of you that keep count in the audience, I'm the king of cliches. Not always intentionally, just kind of comes out that way. But in terms of the trends and what I'm seeing right now, is that reputation management and the ways to be able to capture and leverage promoters is really where the game is headed right now. You know, there isn't anybody that comes to a franchise or looking at an opportunity that didn't first vet them online, and
sure,
rarely is that vetting coming through the words of the franchisor. I think there's always a tendency to say, of course, they're going to pat themselves on the back and talk about everything that's right. But there's always that validation, that social proof that everybody is looking at. So more and more, I'm just seeing trends of franchisors that are trying to button themselves up and to make sure that the customer experience is such, and the franchisee experience, that really translates into the organization's real core value, and that's what, at the end of the day, I think it sells.
Yeah, so with that research that people can do, you know, with basically having the entire world at their fingertips, so are you seeing that people are, prospective franchisees are really a lot further along in the process than any of us really think they are? You know, they've already done so much research, and they've already filtered a few things out and made a few key decisions before you know we might even know about them. Is that what you're seeing?
That's exactly what I'm seeing, Jack. You know, I think that when people look at lead quality and lead quantity or lead flow, and people are wanting to expend those dollars into driving more traffic, they don't realize that they're probably losing 3 out of 4 that never come to the other website because they're already influenced by the research that they're seeing online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where are the best, most quality leads coming from these days?
Well, even though I think we're all kind of mining the same fields, you know, we did a national survey this year and have a couple of hundred franchisors that responded that they will say in terms of the sites and or activities that have the greatest conversion rates to franchise sales is first and foremost a dedicated franchise website. Again, this is also, you know, makes one say, well, gee, but, you know, how did you get them to come to that website? And it's, you know, a myriad of things that we're talking about in terms of what impacts the customer experience as well as the franchisee experience. But the key here is that it's a dedicated franchise website. And out of that survey I'm citing, 92.7% indicated that the franchise website was the source of the most qualified leads that became sales.
Wow.
Followed by
wow.
83%, which are actual referrals that are coming from either satisfied franchisees or customers that are passionate about the brand. And I was really surprised to see, though, for the first time where franchisors reported that 50% of the best source of franchise leads these days was actually coming from public relations-related content.
Hmm.
And you're saying you're surprised at that. You thought that number would be higher or lower?
I actually have seen in the past where that number was lower. So many times organizations would hire a public relations firm trying to use it as a strategy to sell franchises. But what we're finding in this day of in age, it's really that content, you know, again, here for those keeping track of my cookie cutter cliches, you know, advertising you pay for, but public relations you pray for. And that's
right,
what's happening
right.
Is just seeing those good third party validations is what creates the credibility that results in the best leads.
You know, I think that's fantastic news. You know, and you know, I'm an old PR guy myself. So, you know, if you're seeing numbers where PR is becoming more and more effective, you know, hip hip hooray, right? I think too, PR isn't just old fashioned traditional press releases. You know, I talk to so many PR groups and groups within franchise organizations and agencies that are really transforming themselves from being traditional PR and press release generators into really being content marketers. So I would assume some of that has a lot to do with the increase in lead generation that you're seeing from the PR side as well.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right on with that. You had also asked about other trends I might be seeing in franchising
yes.
this year.
Yes,
and one other one that just came to me before I lose this one is that I'm also seeing more outsourcing when it comes to franchise development. And I think that many franchisors these days are really concentrating more on their core competencies. And it's not just outsourcing of franchise development. It's outsourcing of many different managed services. And I'm seeing that more than ever. But an interesting trend, though, just looking at the percentage of franchisors that besides, you know, using the lead portals and using the franchise broker resources, more that are just augmenting or just outright having professional services take over the responsibilities for franchise development. And more times than not, I think it's just the result of seeing that, again, that those basics and those fundamentals, for whatever reason, are just not being effectively impacted by, you know, the franchise VPs and by the franchise managers.
Yeah, and is that a recent trend, you think, the outsourcing of more things, especially Fran Dev? Is that very recent, or have you seen that sort of increasing over, you know, say, 4 or 5 years?
I would say that there's a bell curve of sorts. I think that it started slow and steady, but I think that over the past several years, but because of the successes of organizations, and I'll be discreet and not name names of those clients that we have that use those services, but based on some significant growth in those realms, there's just more credibility that's being built, more word of mouth and buzz that's going on. And so I'm also seeing the creation of more of these professional outsourced services.
Mm-hmm. And obviously franchisors are having good luck and seeing good results from that outsourcing, or you wouldn't see the continuation of it. It would be, you know, flash in the pan, and then they bring it back in, right?
Well, that's what I conclude.
Okay, great. This is Social Geek Radio, and our guest tonight is Keith Gerson, president of Fran Connect. Keith, let's talk a little bit about some more technology. As far as lead generation goes, what do you see outside of the dedicated site? What do you see that's working really well? And maybe it's something that's driving traffic to those sites, you know, such as email marketing, social media, Facebook, and so forth, and anything that you see that's really working to drive traffic these days?
Yeah, you know, you just touched on one of those. You know, in this survey that we conducted, one of the questions I asked was, what types of social media have you used for franchise recruitment, and what type of results were coming out of those? And so, you know, in the past, I heard a lot of frustration where people were starting to invest more time, money, and effort into creating for franchise recruitment purposes, you know, the utilization of Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and other accounts, but weren't actually able to tie it back to the actual conversion of sales. So out of the survey, in terms of the three leaders that we saw, we were certainly seeing Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube basically being the ones that were helping to best extend the reach. And then are they actually culminating in sales? We were finding specifically, and again, for me, this was a first in looking at this type of data, that social media was actually generating sales across 29% of the brands that reported. And again, we had hundreds of franchisors in this. So that was really quite quite encouraging. But I've said all along that it's something that you have to do and something that you have to be paying close attention to, because you may not necessarily be able to track back a sale in many of these cases. Again, 29% is clearly not the majority. But I know from firsthand experience in one of the other brands that I was leading, I know that we had actually lost one sale specifically to the lack of a social presence, to the lack of likes. The physical number of likes was actually a detriment, and for that person, kind of a surrogate behavior, and I've heard this from others, a representative behavior that says, man, if you can't really get them to like you at that local level where you're executing, what's the likelihood that I'm going to be able to succeed?
Right, right. It's actually a pretty good argument from a candidate that if you can't get the public to like your brand, why? How can I get a customer to come into my store? That's a great story.
Yes, and so I just think more and more, you know, it's just recognizing and reinforcing that it's really impossible to segregate a franchise sales effort from the customer experience. I know that the great founder of Starbucks had written in his second book, a book called Onward, where he had lost his way. and how Howard Schultz had to come back into the business again because he started just focusing in on, you know, wanting to do millions of transactions a day. And instead of focusing in on one terrific customer experience replicated a million times a day. And I think sometimes we get lost in trying to, you know, focus on the goal of creating, you know, the sale, and we disconnect from the fact that the experience of the franchisees, the experience of the customers, et cetera, are going to have more of an impact on your ability to generate leads, let alone close leads, than anything else you can do. And you can't segregate the two. You know, sales and operations have to absolutely have such a close relationship to ultimately get it. Because you can, again, you can be the best salesperson in the world. You can throw the most money against it, but you're not going to be able to sell against a negative perception or a substandard brand quality.
Right, and that comes back to the point you started with reputation management. You know, really being sort of the starting point with so many potential prospects out there. What do you see as sort of the next big thing in franchise development? Is there something coming around the corner that you're looking at that you know could be very interesting or you know could be a great opportunity or perhaps even a threat in franchise development?
Yes, I'm going to pose one that I think is an obvious evolution that everyone will instantly recognize, certainly not a threat, the exact opposite, and that is you have obviously technology, not just on our side, but other technologies, for example, when it comes to franchise lending. Lenders have money, they want a loan, but they're hungry and finding it difficult to find, you know, the best potential candidates for loans. So we've got partnerships going with companies right now like Bowfly, in which they have tied into the BQOL reports. This is a small business credit score by FICO, and it's combined with consumer credit reports and full credit reports. And so what's happening is, just like the importance of speed to the lead in a sale, there is now technology that's being integrated into a system such as ours that allows a candidate who is seeking, you know, approval through a request for consideration and fills out a pre-qualification form, the opportunity to check a box and to have that go out instantaneously to be able to pre-qualify a franchisee. And that's important for two reasons, because one, you know, so many people are concerned as to whether or not they can financially qualify. Conversely, you can also have somebody that, you know, thinks that they're well qualified and could move forward. And, you know, the last thing a franchise development person wants to do is invest time and effort finding out in the 11th hour that they really never had a chance to get them across the finish line.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, we'll Excellent. Be looking for that when we come up to IFA. And, you know, we're going to be in Vegas together before you know it, February 2015.
Yes.
And Jack and I will be staying there saying, we heard it on Social Geek Radio.
Your listeners heard it here first.
We heard it here first. So Keith, this is the part of the show where we ask for free advice for any franchisors. If you had to dole out some free advice for any franchisor, specifically in the franchise development area, what would you tell someone these days?
Well, I'm going to sound a little bit like a broken record, but I'm really committed and believe in my heart of hearts that it's, you know, again, it's nearly impossible to grow a system when franchisees aren't willing to promote on behalf of the brand. Mm-hmm. And that it's so important to ask, to pull, to find that out. There's great systems and technologies and tools out there to be able to do the equivalency of a franchise NPS score to know exactly what it is that they're feeling and what they're going to say to a prospective buyer that calls them, which invariably is going to happen in every system. So you've got to recognize, and I think that there's some advice that I'd say. There's really, you got to be careful when you're setting up the franchise offering, for example, and you're looking at competing on the basis of being a, you know, at parity or below that of your competitors. And so oftentimes people will say, well, I'm going to drop, you know, the impact of that item 7 report, that report that tells me how much it's going to really cost to get into the business and operate the business. And they'll do things like underreport the amount of working capital that's really required to succeed in that business. And again, suggest and or eliminate, just put very modest percentages of revenue requirements for local store marketing. And again, I know you said franchise development, but these are so closely related. If in fact you make it acceptable for a franchisee in your system to not have to spend locally or only spend 0 to 2%, the question is that enough to really drive the top line revenues? And if the answer is no, you already know where that that handwriting on the wall is. If they're not going to go ahead and succeed in top line and or be able to drop that to the bottom line, they're not going to be happy. And they're not going to validate. Mm-hmm. So you can pay me now or you can pay me later. That's got to be cliche 332.
I think you're still in double digits tonight, Keith. Yeah.
But that brand reputation is critical. Franchisees, franchise profitability, and of course utilizing technologies and reporting that allows you to focus on the speed to the lead and the ability to be able to have technologies that allow you to engage the prospect 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in order to get the kind of information they need when they need it.
Excellent. The survey you mentioned earlier, is there any part of this that's published that people can access, or if people have questions about it and would like to pick your brain about it a little bit. Do you want to give out a way to reach you for a little bit further discussion?
Absolutely. Please write Keith at franconnect.com. That's KEITH at franconnect.com. You can also go to our websites such as franconnect.com or zcubator.com. And we put a lot of these studies and these resources for free online.
To
download.
Excellent.
But contact me if you can't find it on the other website, and I'll be happy to send any of your listeners a copy of that survey.
Oh, great! We appreciate that. Okay. I'm sure there's a lot of people that would like to read that. Anything else coming up with Fran Connect? Any big events or new initiatives or any big projects you guys are working on?
Well, two things I'll mention. One is we are hosting a CEO Growth Circle in Napa Valley, and that's coming up on December 4th and 5th. We're keeping it an intimate event. We're only allowing 20 franchise CEOs to come there, and it's going to be a terrific open agenda and tour of wine country and a lot of good fellowship going on there. And in addition to that, the other thing I'll mention is I talked about that pendulum swinging in terms of outsourcing. And I think the fastest growing division within our company right now is our Zcubator system because we've introduced a managed services component that goes along with all of our marketing tools. Mm-hmm. So for as little as $200 a month, franchisors and their franchisees get the entire cloud-based package, but we actually execute their franchise marketing for them, and we're just
Excellent.
Seeing explosive growth there.
And people can see a little bit of that on the franconnect.com website too, I would imagine.
Yes, the most direct way is Zcubator, Zcubator.com, and all of that information will be up there as well. Or again, email
Excellent.
Me if anyone would like to know more.
Excellent. Zcubator.com and Keith at franconnect.com for more information.
Oh, very good. Well, the operator is telling us we are coming to the very end, so we're going to have to let Mr. Gerson go until the next time. So, Keith, we played your intro last week to Social Geek Radio. Really appreciate that you let us capture you via video and audio, and we will see you very soon at the next IFA event.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much. It's been fun.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Keith. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.